Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is a Monday. It means it is, of course, the 11th of November, 2024. Thank you so much for joining us. As mentioned, it is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. My name is @Tapelo_Moloi. That's definitely where you can find me across all social media platforms. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's Monday, so as always on Monday, we do tackle everything that has to do with personal finance. It's a very important topic. And I know that a lot of you have been giving us feedback on these Monday slots. So thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you. And so we're going to keep continuing to make sure that we bring you the best in terms of personal finance content. Today, we're talking about preparing financially for the holiday season. I am going to mention that I confess I'm the first one to be ready for holidays because I am tired. I think it's been a long year and it's time for us to take a bit of a break. So if you are planning then for holidays, you've come to the right slot. How do you prepare for that, right? And with the holiday season comes, of course, travel, gift, celebration, and a whole lot of spending. It's important then that we are mindful of our budget and make thoughtful purchases. I think Black Friday is coming up very soon. Some people will be spending their money. Those that have money. Yeah, and the rest of the season. You know, when we've gone through Black Friday, then it's already holiday season there. In today's conversation, we'll go over a few tips that can help us ease our financial stress, especially during this time of holiday season. And joining us this evening, it is Tsongai, and she'll be helping us a little bit more on this particular topic. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
Ho, 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 Tapelo.
Look at that, right? Holiday season.
I'm in the theme. I'm in the theme.
I can see, like, that was, like, so nice, eh?
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I am fabulous, thanks for asking.
Do you have, a wish list for Santa?
I am Santa Claus. Ooh. I have to gift myself, okay?
Look at that. Look at that. So you've got your own list and you're gifting yourself. It doesn't get better than that. I think it doesn't get better than that.
Of course. You plan for it the whole year. Then you give yourself as you have planned.
Ah, look at that. I'm not going to ask because I'm sure your list is too long. Eh?
I'm actually quite simply sophisticated, as I like to put it.
Ooh, okay. That's a good way of saying, well, above the rest, you know, just nice things here and there.
Exactly.
But I agree. We work hard the whole year, right? And it's time for us to really gift ourselves as much as we possibly can. Those nice, sophisticated gifts, holidays, these are things we need, eh?
Definitely. All play and no rest makes Jack a dull boy.
Ooh, you can say that again. Ooh, definitely. That makes something to think about. Okay, let's begin here. For our listeners who may not have heard you, who don't know you, we've got, I think, a couple of listeners that continue to join us every now and then. The stats tell us that we've got more listeners and all that. So can you tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm. So I am an award-winning financial planner.
That, please.
Yes, award-winning. I was recently awarded the Financial Inclusion and Diversity recognition by the Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa. Mm. I'm extremely passionate about helping people create sustainable generational wealth. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know what? Money, money, money.
Yeah.
can make you happy, but also it can unlock legacy and impact. So I'm here to help people that want to create legacy, that want to create sustainable generational wealth, that want to reshape their mindset around money and how they can make their money work for them.
That's beautiful. I love the part, like we said, award-winning, not just, but award-winning. And that's a very operative.
You did say you bring them the best,
I still try to bring here every Monday the best. So, yeah, we brought them an award-winning speaker on this part of things as well. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, every year, it seems like we all have the same problem come year end, followed by the New Year's financial responsibility. So why does this period seem to keep catching us and so many of us unprepared?
It's a great question, Thapelo, because you know what? Like you said, it happens to people every year, January. But it's probably because they're not listening to your program.
They should start listening.
But I think the important thing I've learned, the festive season is a merry season. And it's the season for giving. And when we talk about people giving, most times there is no limit to the extent that they can give. So they actually give beyond their means, the same way that they spend beyond their means. So it does tend to become a bit of a silly season. But I think what I've learned over the years is proper planning prevents poor performance, especially in this giving season. Christmas doesn't just happen. December doesn't just happen. January also doesn't just happen. It happens every year, ladies and gentlemen, newsflash, after December. So the important thing to remember for everyone listening is plan for your December. There are a few strategies that I could teach people today. The first one being very intentional to put aside money starting in January for a great December. So if you realize that in December you want to take a trip, you want to buy gifts for say 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, start putting aside that money systematically from the beginning of the year. All right. If you really want to make the most out of the season, plan appropriately for it. So you might decide that at the end of the year, I want to have 12,000 rand. So you actually start putting aside a bit every single month to make sure that by the time you actually get to December, you've got that 12,000 rand. Most companies are kind enough that your last paycheck for December comes in a little bit earlier. So you put aside 1,000 rand every single month without fail up until you get your 12,000 rand in December. And then you can actually spend that, knowing fully well A, what your limit for spending is, but also that you've prepared appropriately for it and you can actually spend guilt-free.
Love it, love it. Newsflash, like you said, the December comes after November and January comes after December. So
every year,
so newsflash, in case you didn't know, right? So love it, love it. So you've got to prepare for it. Proper planning prevents poor performance, right? So that's the the piece there. I love that. Now let's talk then about so one of the ways is that I should put aside some little bit of money if I want to go for a holiday or I want to gift my you know, loved ones in December and all that. So one of the ways is actually to put aside money. But are there other ways? Are there other strategies that one can use?
Definitely. So my second pick would be to actually buy the things you need for December when there are sales or bargains or discounts during the year. Right now, we know that there's going to be Black Friday. Okay. And this is a wonderful opportunity to find good discounted well-priced items that you can actually start picking up for your loved ones for December. And I also love to say, even during the year when seasons are changing, I know for us when we grew up, clothes were a must-have in that Christmas. Amongst the Christmas presents. So if you know that, you know, your children are going to be 12 by the time we get to December, right? And it's already summer season. When summer is transitioning into winter during the year, that's a wonderful opportunity to also pick up those summer clothes, given that there will be a discount on those clothes as they are coming out of season and we're preparing for the next season. So I think that's another great opportunity people can definitely utilize to just make sure that at the end of any season, plan for Christmas.
Yeah.
Anytime there are good opportunities for discounts, any opportunities for sale items, go for it. And I think another thing that I found is if you know that you want to spend, say, 3,000 as the season transitions in preparation for Christmas shopping, be intentional to put aside that money when you get a 13th check or when you get your bonus. So that, again, you know, you don't find yourself needing to borrow to spend, but you actually plan properly to spend the money that you have.
Lovely, lovely. Now, my question then is, are we not intentional, or what seems to be the problem? Because it sounds like these are things, we all know there's a sale at the end of each season, right? When the new season starts, we know that the old season's clothes will then be cheaper than what they used to be, at times even 50-60%. We know that Black Friday is coming, it's just before December, and so we can pick up on those little bit of sale here and there. Thirdly, we can plan ahead of time and save right from January. Are we not intentional, or we are just playing dumb here? Because these are things we should be doing every year, and there's no need for us to be caught off guard December holidays.
So I'm also still looking for that magic ball with that magic answer, Thapelo. Guess what?
Yeah.
But I think what happens is, as much as people can plan, life happens.
Yeah.
And then they tend to touch that money that they had planned for to buy the summer clothes when transitioning through winter, or a family member passes on or gets sick, etc. Which means that when you actually plan for Christmas, it shouldn't be done in isolation. You need to make sure that you've got an appropriate emergency fund, and we actually advocate that your emergency fund should be at least 3 months worth of your expenses, so that when life happens, you don't need now to dip into that provision you were making for Christmas. And I think the important thing to remember here is holistic financial planning.
Yes,
Christmas, the festive season, is an event, but there are other events that you also need to plan and prepare for, so that you're not using money from this particular plan to solve for that specific emergency.
So have the one that you're saving for December, but also have an emergency one, so that you don't have to dip into your savings for December in case something or life happens, right? And you've got that in place. So got that one very, very well. Now, I also don't want to take for granted that there are people maybe who are just waking up to this conversation right now and saying, okay, I hear you, I didn't follow the planning from January. Too late to start preparing, or there's still time?
Hello?
Hi, Tsungai, can you hear me now? Hi, Tsungai? Can you hear me? Okay, seems like we've lost her. Let's see if we can get her back. Okay.
Sure.
So I was asking that, is it too late? Because some people might be waking up to this conversation and thinking to themselves, well, I should have followed the proper planning route. I didn't do that. I know for a fact that in December I'll be going home, for example, and they would be expecting gifts or something from me. I can't just get home empty-handed and all that. Am I too late to start planning and making sure that by December I have something? I suppose this conversation then becomes that eye-opener for me.
So there is one other thing I could possibly suggest, which is DIY gifts.
Okay.
Find things that resonate with people, that are thoughtful, where you can put a touch of individuality or uniqueness to those particular gifts.
Yeah.
If you've got nieces, nephews that love crafting, as an example, you can put together a well-crafted picture. I remember visiting one of my clients. She actually had a picture collage showing the different events that they had actually gone through during the year. And you know what? It didn't cost a lot because the printing was happening at home. What they probably invested in was an affordable picture frame. So find thoughtful, meaningful gifts to give that also don't break the bank, that you can DIY. Some people love to make things like scented candles. Other people will bake a lovely fruitcake at home.
Yeah.
So be ingenious. Try to be creative.
Yeah.
Find something that you can do to make a thoughtful DIY gift.
Yeah.
Because you know what? People understand. A lot
yes.
of us have fallen on hard times this
yes.
year. It's been quite crazy trying to balance high interest rates,
yeah.
increasing food prices, inflation, and the works. So people do understand that, you know what? A lot of people have been hard pressed. So find thoughtful things that you can actually do that would be meaningful to the people receiving the gift. In some instances, it could literally be sponsoring to make lunch for the family. All right. You sponsor your time, you sponsor your effort, and you whoop up a fantastic Christmas meal. People appreciate that you're going out of your way to actually serve, and give of your time and your effort. So it doesn't always have to be an expensive gift. Give the gift of love. Spend quality time with family. And I mean, you were talking about traveling. I know that traveling can be expensive, but once you get together, you don't have to go out again.
Exactly.
Go old school. Play cards. Play Monopoly. Play Scrabble. Play games at home. Socialize. Interact with each other. Because I think another some pressure that we put on ourselves is during Christmas, we need to be going out every single time, which means spending. Pop popcorn. Have a glass of fruit juice at home. Playing good old games, drafts, checkers, all those things. There's so much that we can go back to in being simple, but will allow us to still have quality time with our families.
I love that because I think more than just falling on tough times, I think we are all trying to make sense of what this life is and the economy that we find ourselves in. And so at times, we don't even have time to spend with family, you know, which is the greatest gift of them all. We are chasing this, chasing that. We're trying to make the sense balance, and sometimes they don't balance and all. but I love the point around just time. Beautiful. I love that point, just around time. Okay, let's talk about...
Yeah, because you know what, Chapelo?
Yeah.
People have got different love languages. I'm sure there's a lot of work that was put into identifying the five love languages. Some people love gifts. Some people love time. Some people love acts of service. Some people love touch. And again, like I said, you can DIY, put together thoughtful gifts that speak to the love language of the person you're trying to serve or that you're trying to do things for. And sometimes you'll be amazed. It actually won't even need to break the bank because now you're speaking to something that means a lot to them.
I think you've just given men, particularly, you know, a tip there. Guys, you don't necessarily need to spend money. Just understand what your partner loves, right? And if she loves you cooking, maybe just cook instead of going and buying a holiday something somewhere where it's not really going to make her feel loved and all. Just say, you know what? I'm just going to spend time with you these holidays. I'm not going away. No laptop, no work. Just acts of service to you, my wife.
Absolutely.
That
absolutely.
Really
You're going to see this show is going to rate very high after all the mothers and the wives listen to this.
Definitely. Right? So I think we've just issued a tip right there. So I hope my gents are listening that you need to do that. Thanks to Tsunga if they are listening. You've given them a tip there and it should be used. Now, let's talk about then the fact that there's a risk during holiday season, particularly because it's festivities, we are very happy, you know, jolly and all those sort of stuff. And to just open up your wallet becomes very easy during this time. So how do we control ourselves and limit, because January is also coming?
Oh, and January will be waiting for you with big bushy tail and wide eyes. So one of the things I would advocate for is having envelopes, And in that specific envelope, you put in an allocated amount of money that you know is what you can afford for that specific specific event or that specific time. And literally, you have to be honest with yourself to say, once you run out of cash in the envelope, that's it.
That's it. Okay.
All right. Okay. Because a lot of people tend to swipe. And when you swipe, you don't actually feel the impact of the transaction up until the money is finished.
Yes.
So what you do for yourself is you can have an envelope for week one, an envelope for week two, an envelope for week three. And then you try and plan activities that suit the budget that you've set for yourself based on what's in the envelope. So if I'm going to be spending 1,000 rand for a week, then I plan activities for the week that accommodate the budget I have, which is 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
And to be honest with yourself, if the 1,000 rand gets finished on day one, that means that for day two until seven in that week, we'll be playing Sudoku, we'll be playing cards, we'll be playing home-based things because you know what? We've run out of the budget.
Yes.
Then it means in the second week, if I'd also plan to spend another 1,000 rand, I take my envelope and I plan the activities that allow me to afford that 1,000 rand in that week. But what it does is... it limits the amount of spending. If I am swiping, I could swipe the entire 4,000 rand that I was planning to spend for the entire month in a few days.
Yeah.
Because when you actually swipe, there's no attachment.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But when you've got hard cash, it's a bit of a tricky thing to, you know, take it out and spend it.
Yeah.
Which is why for us, swiping during the festive season can actually be a quick downfall. But if you put your amounts into envelopes and you label them, and then you find activities that are within the limit, and you also are honest with yourself that if you spend money for that envelope, it's done for the week. You're moving on or waiting for next week. So that's one of the things I'd advocate people to actually do.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Now, on that point, I want to ask around the fact that do you need to really communicate that with your family, for example, whether it's your wife and kids, to say, I've got these envelopes, right? And in each envelope, there's this much amount of money. For week one, when we are going away or whatever, for week two, for the third week of December, and then we come back. Will that help maybe to make sure that people limit their spending during festivities and holidays this coming December and all that? Because I do think that maybe that's where the downfall is, because we don't communicate with our loved ones.
Yo, Buduami. Spot on. You need to communicate, because now people will go thinking they've got a 4,000 rand budget and yet it's only 1,000 rand. So you must actually communicate. But I think it also makes family financial planning an opportunity because then you are honest, you're open, you're transparent. You literally announce, okay, X is what we have. And for the purposes of this conversation, we're saying 1,000 rand in the envelope. Come, guys, let's brainstorm what activities can we do that will allow our 1,000 rand to last us for the week, but will also allow us to have the best fun. Then you brainstorm, you come up with ideas, and then you actually allow people, as you are swiping, as you are transacting, to also hold you accountable. Because I think one of the things people like is the accountability.
Yeah.
We all know that we've got the envelope, all right? And we all know that there's 1,000 rand in here. I am clearly leaving 400 rand here for drinks. It means there's 600 left, all right? Meaning that our next activity should be worth 600 rand or less.
Or less.
And everyone is on board in understanding the value of money and what it is that we can afford at a particular point in time.
Yeah.
So people are not going in with unrealistic expectations, but they also don't walk out with unmet expectations, because it was open, it was transparent, and everyone knew what it was that they could comfortably afford going into the festive season.
You're not being stingy, right? You're just being prudent.
Very prudent, because guess what? When January comes, uniforms need to be bought, school socks, textbooks need to be bought, but it's the same kitty that must help you afford the afterlife after Christmas.
Would it help then, Tsungai, to say, you know what, rather than, you know, planning for the holiday by putting aside a certain amount of money, rather we say, okay, let's rather pay what we need to pay now in December for January. And in that
way, I think it's a fantastic.
Yeah, we've covered January, and what is left, we then say, okay, this is all we have left. The rest, we know, at least we will spend and not necessarily be feeling guilty or need to control and watch out and all that, because we've paid for what needs to be paid in general, school fees and all those sort of stuff. We are left with 100 rand of the 1,000 rand. Now, let's talk then. We all only have 100 rand.
I think it's a fantastic idea, but where a lot of people find themselves lacking short is with the cash flow.
With the cash
So
flow,
you are
okay.
using that December salary, hoping that it can actually last you for December, but also
Yes.
help in January. Because typically what happens is when your salary comes in December, it's the
Yeah.
one that you'd use to plan for January. But
Yes.
what companies normally do is that salary, which was supposed to come in on the 25th May, maybe now comes on the 15th, meaning you've got longer months than
Yes.
you have money.
Yeah.
So it becomes a cash flow issue. But I like the idea of being foresighted and saying, you
Yeah.
know what, whatever needs to be paid upfront, let's pay it so
Yeah.
that when we come back from the holidays, we've
Yes.
got a starting point. So it's buying
Yes.
groceries that you'd need to
Yeah.
use in January.
Yeah.
It's literally buying that electricity. It's paying for your rates, your levies. It's making sure that the school fees are paid in advance so that come January, at least you've got a good solid starting base to come from. But I do
Yeah.
appreciate that some people might not be able to do that because of
Yes,
cash flow,
yes.
which comes back to the initial conversation we had
Yeah.
about making sure that you plan appropriately
Yeah.
during the year so that when December then comes, it's not a shock. But
Yeah.
also what people can do is when that bonus comes in, use that bonus to pay school fees in advance.
Yes,
When
yes.
that 13th check comes in, because it's extra money in addition to what you're already getting as your salary, maybe that's the money you then allocate for your January expenditure.
I'm actually seeing a trend. I don't know if you are seeing it as well, but I'm seeing a trend where some companies have realized the fact that every single January, people are either not coming to work or this or that. They don't have money, and the level of absenteeism is quite very high. And so they are paying people late now, around the instead of the 13th. You know, they put it a little bit closer to the 25th, say around the 23rd, 24th. I don't know if you're seeing that. Is that companies trying to circumvent?
It's probably because, like I said, if you're paid on the 15th, then automatically your money has come in approximately 10 days more earlier, and you've got more month than you have money. And so to just try and help save you from yourself, some companies, like you said, will try and now pay you on the 23rd, sometimes even on the 24th, just to make sure that it's not too much money far in advance, and people then think they have become automatic millionaires because the money arrived early.
I mean, I remember when I was still a bit younger, and the company that I used to work for, and I was a contractor, so they paid us literally on the 30th of December. It was the worst feeling ever, but it was also good because I knew that, you know what, this is it. When December came 25th, I told people I don't have money, guys. I was paid on the 30th of November. I'll only have money on the 30th of December. So whatever activities that are there, I don't have money. Literally, you know, so it saved me because January comes when people are complaining, hey, they've been paid on the 12th, they've been paid on the 13th of December, you know. Now I
By
got
now, all
my
the
money,
money is
they
gone.
don't have all the money. Now I've become the machonisa in the hood. Now I'm like, okay, come to me. When January comes, I want my money with interest and all that. But I think I'm seeing a trend like that. I suppose companies are tired of people being absent on January, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, if you're an employer and you want to help your employees and you know they can't help themselves, then you also try and safeguard the business because at the end of the day, you've got a financial responsibility and obligation to ensure that you perform, which actually brings one other important thing I wanted to raise. I know we're talking about Christmas, the festivities, and making sure that people plan appropriately, but I think it's also an opportunity for me to advise our listeners, it's important to make sure that your policies, your insurances are up to date. We know that crime is rife during December, so make sure that if you've got important goods, if you've got important valuables, you've got your household insurance, your own life is properly insured because we know statistically speaking, there are more accidents on the roads. So please make sure that your life cover, your disability cover, household insurance, motor vehicle insurance, all those things are up to date. Do not default in this silly season.
Yeah, it's a silly season for a reason. People do silly things between December and January, reversing debit orders. Silly things.
I love how you put that one there.
We reverse
Hoping you're
those
not
debit
speaking
orders.
from experience.
I must be honest with you, at my younger years, before I really were intentional about my finances, I used to do that, right? And I learned in a very, very bad way. So I've made sure that I plan properly. I don't budget for a bonus. I don't plan for a bonus. If it comes through, then it's a windfall. You know, helps me prepare much better for January and all that. But yeah, I must say a couple of years ago, like 8-10 years ago, I was banned quite very badly, and I've been very intentional. And of course, then extended the same in terms of my speaking as well, because I can't speak about something that I don't practice myself. So
yes,
I had to be intentional and speak about
definitely.
It and share my experience with people. And I think this conversation is also quite very close to my heart, because I am learning as well in the process. But yes, it's something that I can safely say that it was just a decade ago where I was doing the reverse. I was like, yay. Yeah,
because it's the math is not mathing, and
it's
the money
not
is not money.
Exactly. And like December is like so far. And you're like, yo, it's December and January. It feels like 2 months.
Yes,
literally
2 months
does. With one salary.
All in one.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, the truth, you've been paid 2 weeks ago, end of November and the 13th, is like 2 weeks ago. You can't complain, really. So you were reckless and you thought, you know what, I'm going to blow all the November money because I know on the 13th I'm going to get money. You forget. Then you're only going to be paid January, end of January.
Yeah, end of January.
And we reverse those debit orders. Okay.
To those that have just joined in, yes. We are saying he used to reverse the debit orders.
It's not something we do right now. Right now we don't
do those things anymore. We don't.
Okay, my last one would be, can one take advantage then of this holiday season, say by trying something that may help you get extra income? Because anyways, people are in the happy mood of spending. So I might as well start a little bit of a side hustle for December.
Yeah, so one of the activities or opportunities that is quite synonymous with the festive season is home sitting or dog watching. When people leave their homes, they want to make sure that the homes are secure. Like we said, a lot of people feel that they can bless themselves with other people's things. But if you can open up a temporary home or house sitting facility, I know there are a lot of families that would love the opportunity to pay someone to make sure that their homes are secure and that they don't actually leave their homes alone. Another thing is the dog watching or dog sitting, because again, when people travel, they'll leave their pets at home, and it does take a lot of effort to find someone who can house those pets when you're not available. So if you can operate a temporary service to look after people's pets whilst they're away, to make sure they're fed, that they're well looked after, that for example, with the dogs, they go on their regular walks, etc., that would be another valuable service. And I mean, there are a lot of things that you can think of, but these are two quick things I can mention that I know are in demand during the festive season.
How do we round it up? How do we bring it home, preparing financially for the holiday season? What would be your final thoughts, and where can people find you?
So people can definitely find me. I'm on LinkedIn. My name's at Tsungai Masendeke on LinkedIn, on Instagram at Tsungai Masendeke. And I think in parting, one of the things I'd love to just emphasize is it is a season to be merry. It is a season to have fun. Enjoy time with family. Make memories, but make sure that the memory on your bank account is a good one as well.
Can you please repeat that? That last line is such a catchy last line right there. Okay.
Make memories, but make sure that the memory you also leave on your bank account
is
one you can come back to happily.
Okay. Love it. I think I'm going to remember that this holiday season and try and steer away from silly things so that the memories are not silly on my bank account, you know, when I look back at them.
There we go.
Yeah. Why did I do this, you know? But thank you so
much. Asking yourself rhetorical questions to seemingly impossible questions.
Exactly. I feel like, I shouldn't have done that. So I'm not going to do that. So thank you so much, ma'am. God bless you. And we thank you so much for your time.
Always an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Good night.
We were talking about preparing financially for the holidays, and it is here. the holiday season is here and we need to prepare a little bit better. Don't be caught off guard. We've just had a beautiful conversation that should help you with that.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.